what the council's afraid of is if you hire six people and yet, because of injuries or illnesses, work comp injuries, off-duty injuries, whatever the case may be, you find yourself now in a position where you're not saving those types of dollars because of the minimum manning number, then obviously the grant didn't provide you with the economic benefit that perhaps you believe that it would when you accepted it. So that's where I think there are still some lingering questions that the aldermen have in accepting the grant is what are the savings and what are the guarantee of those savings?